Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
One last game in the 1 o'clock window. Commanders laying 2.5 against the Steelers.
Yeah, this is very difficult for me. If this was in Pittsburgh, it's a Tomlin home dog spot for me. I got a hard time with this. I lean Commanders, but here's something interesting from a football perspective. Mm-hmm. It's a rookie facing a 3-4 odd man front, and that is not something you see very often. And you will talk to players where it takes a couple years to learn how to face that. I don't know that I want to bet the Commanders, and I'm sorry, I can't with the Steelers. They are the fakest good team in the league. I can't do it.
It's funny. There's a couple stats I found, but it really gets to that point here in a second. Tomlin, initially, against a rookie quarterback, 26-6 straight up. That's great.
Wow.
And it might be because, yeah, you can confuse quarterbacks, right?
Oh, big time.
Tomlin, as a road dog, 41-28-1 against the number. We know Tomlin is an underdog, home or road. That's where you want to be. Here's what really got me. Tomlin, when he's a dog and his team is above 500, mm-hmm. which means like they are rightfully a dog.
Yeah.
5-8-1 against the number since 2021.
Oh.
So there is a little undercurrent here. When you're rightfully an underdog, like you're good, but even the book goes, you're not that good.
Yeah.
That's the spot they get got. So I am going to play the Commanders here.
I'll be rooting for you.
They've been great against the number all season. I know I could be walking into it, but
no, but I understand it. And at some point you're good and you have to go on the road. And Daniels has had this ability in the face of pressure to make some downright magical throws. He's going to need to do it again. Next.